always an antagonism between the both of them. They've always been striving against one another. And as we look at the history that followed the beginning of the papal rule in 538, and then as it ultimately come to an end in 1798, we'll see that it was from a philosophy and from money and from guidance that took place in France that ultimately brought the papacy its deadly wound. And this money and philosophy and guidance that was, you know, centered in France was coming from powers that are directly associated with paganism. So we see paganism striving initially with papalism to help it sit on the throne of the world, and then when the time period for the papacy to come to its end arrives, it's paganism that brings her down. And you can see that the philosophy associated with paganism during that time period was atheism, which ultimately matured into the philosophy that we know today as communism. And as you trace the history of Catholicism and atheism from the French Revolution time period to the present day, you'll see that they've been striving against one another ever since that time period. And that's why it's so easy to demonstrate the role that the Vatican had in bringing the Soviet Union down. Now, you bring the third power of Revelation 16 into this mixture, and you see that certainly Protestantism has been striving against Catholicism. That's where the term Protestantism comes from, the Protestant Reformation. And of course, Protestantism is opposed to New Age when correctly applied. So as we look at these symbols in Bible prophecy and how they are used in Bible prophecy to lead the world to Armageddon and to oppose God and His people, though sometimes they appear to be united in a united front against God and His people, they are ultimately striving against one another. And that's why when you get into Revelation 16, you see this tenfold confederacy, which is nothing more than the final manifestation of paganism, the paganism that began back in the days of Nimrod, that it is the power that ultimately will burn papalism with fire and devour her flesh. Now, this story of how these three powers come and go in history and how they strive with one another is the theme that runs through Bible prophecy. And it's a theme that we must look at closely if we're going to understand the relationships that they have with one another and correctly apply the symbols here at the end. Notice this next passage, how Sister White describes this change from paganism to papalism to the United States. It's similar.